Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is a fast. We've been talking about the information swamp. And part of what's made this possible, of course, is the decimation of local news outlets. We've lost one third of our local newspapers in this country. We've lost 60% of all news reporters, local news reporters. And studies have shown that the contraction of local news created a vacuum. And that has been filled with partisan news sources, as well as social media, of course. And both partisan news sources and social media both do these two things. They're more likely to spread lies and misinformation. I don't care if your party's Democrat or Republican, if it's highly partisan, it's more likely to spread lies and misinformation. And secondly, when you consume information from partisan sources and from social media, it is much more likely to reinforce your pre-existing beliefs and worldview. Here's a fascinating text about this from a 414 texter. All the media is owned and run by Democrats. We, assuming he means Republicans, have one station, Fox. So all the lying that we hear is coming from Democrats. I'm going to respectfully say to my friend from the 414, why don't you look some stuff up? Fox, quote unquote, news just paid $800 million to Dominion Voting Systems, for crying out loud. Why? Because they allowed their broadcasters to get on the air and repeatedly lie when they knew it was false. It was intentional, knowing lies about Dominion Voting Systems and our 2020 election. $800 million. They still haven't settled with, I forget what it was called, with Smart Tech or whatever the other voting machine company is. That lawsuit is ongoing. I'm sorry to my 414 texter, you're wrong. That media empire owned by Murdoch, Murdoch is an arch conservative. What are you even talking about? And if you think that's true, I'd like you to name me one so-called, quote, liberal outfit, liberal news organization that's had to write a check for nearly $1 billion for knowing lies about the functioning of our democracy. You can't do it. That level of just intentional, unrelenting, willful ignorance on your part, sir or ma'am, is part of the problem. And if you think only one side lies, what planet are you on? I mean, for real, though. And again, I'm going to go back to my rubric about lies. I can readily say politicians from both parties lie. All politicians at some point in time lie. But I ask you to go a level deeper. Come on. You want to think you're a big thinker, that you know stuff? Well, cool. Then look at the lie and decide, what is its impact and purpose? What is its acuity level? And what is the result that will come from this lie? Come on. And to be clear about it, Fox News, the word news stays in their name. Their defense in that lawsuit was no one actually believed anything we're saying. But you do. Come on. It's very frustrating to me, because it's like, I'm going to continue to vote against my self-interest. Let Donald Trump give billionaires tax cuts while the middle class pays for more and more, as we gut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, as we set up concentration camps. And you want to talk to me about all the media is Democratic. I broke up with a dude for saying that nonsense to me. I was like, that's it. We got to go. And by the way, people, the individuals that own these companies like Rupert Murdoch and other media outlets, when they're individually owned by these billionaires, here's what I'll tell you about billionaires. Amoral. They ain't Democrats or Republicans, I'll tell you that much. They're situationally transactional. I don't want to even say situation. They employ a situational ethics. Their ethics is whatever gets me more money and power. Money is only good so far as it allows you to buy things, right? That's what it is. And when you have everything that you could ever want, and you have so much money that there's no one in your family that wants for anything, there's nothing left to consume. What does money consume? Power. So let's not go down this stupid, lame rabbit hole about it's all liberal media. Do you fact check your own people on Fox? Again, I would like to know from the texter from the 414, name me one so-called liberal media company that has written a check for $800 million for knowing and intentional lies spread on their network and then tried to defend the lies by saying people are smart enough to not believe what we're saying when they know that's exactly untrue. Listen, if I don't get to the list of appointees today, don't worry. We'll cover it tomorrow with Tom Paulswitz as my special guest host, because this is so important. This is our information swamp. We're in it. It's information warfare. We are through the looking glass. John from Milwaukee, you've been incredibly patient. Your thoughts this afternoon, sir. Thank you.
Hello there. You just proved the 414's point. And if I may, you're calling where Trump's going to put people in concentration camps. You just proved his point. You cannot see the forest for the trees.
Tell me what it is then, John. Tell me what it is. If we're going to deport 12 million people, how are they going to do that?
Hey, don't jump from question to question. You asked the question, and I'm telling you the equation.
Okay, so John, I'm going to remind you of the three rules when you are a caller and you wish to debate Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. The three rules are do not deflect, do not spread misinformation, and do not discriminate. You said that what I was saying, excuse me, sir, hang on. You said that my statement that Donald Trump is considering building concentration camps to execute his promised deportation of 12 million people is untrue. And I'm asking you, how then is he going to deport 12 million people?
I will answer your question about the concentration camp. You asked who is lying. You are a liar. You proved the 414.
Okay, John, if you can't actually engage with me about the very subject matter or give me substance to talk to you about, we're not actually having a discussion. You're just calling me names.
No, I proved that you are the problem.
No, you didn't, sir. Like, can we roll the tapes, man? I mean, holy cow. That's the problem. You can't even hear yourself. You just want to call me a liar. Come on, man. Like, calling people names ain't an argument. It's what people do when they've lost an argument. Shame on you. Act like a grown-up, and if you want to have a debate with me, call me up and debate me with some actual information. Don't just call me up so you can feel better because you called me a liar on the radio. I've been called much worse. I'm sure I will again. Now, let's talk about some of these philosophers and writers that have anticipated this very moment that we are in, right? Let's talk about it. Clayton Christensen, he's a professor at Harvard Business School, coined a term called the technology mudslide hypothesis. And it basically is talking about the fact that these technological advancements have sort of overcome institutions. And one of these technological advancements, of course, is social media. It is creating the information swamp, this information environment. I mean, we remember back in the day where we didn't know the words like information warfare or like misinformation and disinformation. Those are newly added to our lexicon. And there's a reason they are. Oh, also this word, I love this word, micro-targeting. They literally have scraped so much data from you that they know what you're going to buy before you buy it. By the way, this morning, folks, here's what I spent about an hour of my time doing. I went through every single app that I have on my iPhone and looked at the data scraping and like tried to lock down my privacy settings. I suggest we all do that. Maria Ressa, she's a Nobel Prize-winning Filipino journalist. In the Philippines, their government is modeled after the United States. And she writes about when President Duterte controlled all three branches of it. If you don't know, like, this guy's craziness, you should check it out. She wrote this, quote, "It took 6 months after Duterte took office for our institutions to crumble." By the way, after she wrote that, she was arrested. When you start arresting journalists and you start calling people names and saying you're the enemy is within, that is a problem. Right? Come on. Steve Bannon once said this, "Politics is downstream from culture." And elections are now downstream from white men talking on platforms that white men built, juiced by invisible algorithms also written largely by white men. It's, by some accounts, a, quote, broligarchy, if you will. Check that. A broligarchy. This is our culture now. By the way, I'm getting another one of my other favorite conservative texters saying, "See what happens when someone tries to have a decent discussion with you, Maggie? You talk over that person and then kick them off. The three rules are, again, don't deflect. In other words, let's engage with the actual subject matter, right? Don't disinform and don't discriminate. Calling me a liar is a version of discrimination, right? By that, I mean, is basically saying chicks are dumb." Stupid. And by the way, I did try to get him to actually discuss the thing. He just kept saying, "You're a liar, and that's not true. That's not an actual debate. So check your own self." So those are a couple thinkers on these things, including Steve Bannon. You know, if you're on the right, you like a little Steve Bannon. Here's another one. Yale professor Timothy Snyder, in his book On Tyranny, wrote this, quote, "Most of the power of authoritarianism is freely given. In times like these, individuals think ahead about what a more repressive government will want and then offer themselves without being asked. A citizen who adapts in this way is teaching power what it can do." By the way, one of those so-called libs that has $1 billion+ that owns the Washington Post did just that. That anticipatory obedience by calling me up and calling me a liar and refusing to actually have the conversation. Guess what you're doing? Anticipatory obedience. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to get the rest of your texts and phone calls. I'm going to drop a couple more philosophers on you because it's so important. We are in the information swamp, but civic media fights it every day with real news and great conversation. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment.